This is Lisa Schmidt from A Land of Grass Ranch. My husband Steve and I bought our ranch 12 years ago from Alistair Graham's heirs. Alistair's father, Donald, had immigrated from Scotland in the late 1800s. He and his partner, Angus Finlayson, worked for a sheep outfit around here for a year or so. Their pay was a band of sheep. At first, they followed an annual grazing route from the foothills of the Rockies to the Marias River. But homesteaders broke up that route. Donald Graham figured he better join the party, so he put together plots of land with water. Our ranch boundaries today are jig-jaggedy and surround 16 springs while our neighbors haul water. The Grahams were smart. Alistair Graham had a few cows, but his heart was with sheep. A lot of sheep. I have a letter written by Alistair that talks about trailing several bands of sheep up to the Blackfeet Indian Reservation every summer for 20 years. Steve and I both had experience raising cattle, yet we agreed that we needed to honor Alistair by continuing the heritage of sheep on this land. Our first lambing season had a steep learning curve. Sheep are not like cows. Unless they have trouble, cows take care of their babies by themselves. But the annual lamb check is a direct reflection of how much attention a shepherd gives each and every lamb, or it will probably die. Don't ask me how I know. Steve liked the cattle and liked to complain about the sheep, so I owned our sheep for 364 days each year. When Steve hauled them to the auction, the check came back in his name. That's okay with me, though. I enjoyed the poetic justice. You see, the weekly livestock newspaper publishes the market report, so all of our friends knew that Steve Hutton owned those sheep. Steve died last October. I haul the sheep and cattle to the sale now, and the check comes in my name. I get the honor of carrying on the heritage of the ranch and working to make it even better. In fact, soon after we bought the ranch, we established a mission statement. It reads, "Our mission is to raise livestock in an environmentally and economically sustainable manner and to teach others about how and why we do it this way." I use wildlife habitat and some range monitoring to assess my progress toward environmental sustainability. The economic sustainability comes from direct marketing. I've been raising and selling grass-fed beef and lamb for almost 20 years. I developed markets for wool socks, mattress pads, and quilts from my own wool, too. And last summer, I added a guest house and a teepee to Airbnb. I'd like to develop an education center and a place for girls to plan how to fulfill their dreams in the future. But right now, ranch life is a bit busy. Last week, my 11-year-old daughter Abby and I pulled a newborn calf from the creek and warmed 5 calves in the kitchen while the temperatures hovered in the single digits. This week, the melting snow is flooding the coulees, so I hope our bridge doesn't wash out. When you hear my stories each week about life at A Land of Grass Ranch, you will know I'm on a journey. I hope you'll ride along with me. If you get the urge, please send a note to me via my website. I would love to hear from you. This is Lisa Schmidt. To learn more, please visit www.alandofgrassranch.com.